So we're here today because of a Bible story. One story told four different times with slight variations by each writer. What the four versions have in common is the assertion that Jesus of Nazareth was the embodiment of divinity in the form of humanity. He proclaimed God's unconditional love for all. Not only did he proclaim it, he lived it. Jesus didn't accept the common belief that some people are deserving of God's love, but others aren't. His openness, his grace, was a powerful message. A message that felt intimidating and threatening to some of the people in power in religious and political and civic circles. They thought they could end that threat by ending Jesus. So he was unjustly convicted, cruelly killed, his body laid to rest in a tomb on one day, and on the third day the tomb was found to be empty because Jesus had been raised from absolute death to real life. Resurrection. God will not be stopped. Not even physical death is an obstacle for God. Because of that story, we are here. Because of that story, people filling tens of thousands of churches and chapels and cathedrals around the world call themselves Christ followers, Christians. With our lives, we seek to follow the Christ, the Messiah, the chosen, anointed one of God. Now, can I explain the resurrection? No. No one knows precisely what happened or how. I mean, was Jesus raised from death to life precisely at midnight or at sunrise or as soon as the tomb was sealed on Friday? Did his body levitate and somehow fly out a ventilation opening in the top of the tomb? Or did it happen like in the TV show I Dream of Jeannie, with Jesus becoming a vapor and wafting out of the tomb? Or was it more like the TV show Bewitched, where in the blink of an eye and with the wiggle of a nose, he disappeared from within the tomb and immediately reappeared elsewhere? Who can explain it? I can't. But I know it happened somehow. There are a lot of things that I can't explain, but I know to be true. For instance, I can't explain how my osteopathic physician is able to treat my springtime allergies without any medicines, without any needle scratches or pinpricks or restrictions to diet or activities. I don't know how she does it, but she does. There are a lot of things I can't explain, but I know to be true. Now, I remind you that the four gospel accounts of the resurrection are not exactly the same. And only two of the four stories have Jesus appearing to the women outside the empty tomb on that first Easter morning. Luke's gospel does include a story about Jesus appearing to two travelers late that afternoon. The story is printed in the bulletin, but let me remind you of the story. Two travelers were on the road from Jerusalem to the little village of Emmaus, and one was named Cleopas. We're not told the name of the other person. If you look at artwork in the museums, paintings of the Road to Emmaus story, you'll often see Cleopas and some other bearded guy, but it's just as likely, maybe even more likely, that the accompanying person was Mrs. Cleopas. Why? Because we know that the followers of Jesus included women, and we also know that in those times, often the names of women weren't provided because, in their view, it wasn't important. And so, let's say Cleopas and Mrs. Cleopas are walking down the road, and then at one point, Jesus meets up with them and joins them, but they don't recognize him. Now, in all the old Bible movies, they'll have Jesus like wearing this big old hoodie so you can't see his face or something. But I think it's simply that they weren't looking for Jesus at that point. It's like when some of you see me at Mark's wearing a t-shirt and a ball cap and shorts, and you walk right by me because you know what this looks like. You don't know what that looks like. You weren't looking for me in Mark's. I think it was the same thing. So Jesus starts walking with them, and he says, "What were you two talking about on the road?" And Cleopas looks at this stranger and says, "Are you the only person coming out of Jerusalem that doesn't know all the things that have been happening these last few days?" And I love this. Jesus, to kind of bring it out of him, says, "What things?" And so Cleopas says, "All the things about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a mighty prophet, a great teacher, and we thought he was going to be the one to redeem, to save Israel. But then the chief priests and the other powers had him crucified. And our hope was gone." And so then Jesus says to Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas, "You foolish people, don't you realize what the scriptures had said about the Christ?" And then he goes on to explain all the things that the scriptures. And remember, this is the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't been written yet. So when Jesus talks about the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures are what we call the Old Testament. And he goes through, starting with Moses, and goes through the prophets, and describes all these things that the scriptures say would happen to the one coming to save Israel. Well, about this time, they reach the point on the road to Emmaus where there's a little path that branches off down to their little village. And Jesus appeared like he was going to keep going, but Cleopas says, "Oh no, you need to come and stay with us because the day's almost over. It's getting dark. It's not safe to be on the road after dark." So they convince Jesus to come into their home. And then they have their evening meal. And they give him the privilege as their guest, give him the privilege of saying the blessing before the meal. And so Jesus offers the blessing, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, etc., etc., etc. And then he breaks the bread. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. And Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas said, "Do you remember how our hearts were burning as he was explaining the scriptures to us on the road?" And they decided right then and right there, after dark, they got up and they headed back down the road to Jerusalem. And they met up with the apostles and other disciples and followers of Jesus who were telling Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas, "We have seen the Lord." And then Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas said, "Here's what happened to us on the road to Emmaus. And they said how they had seen Jesus, they had recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. The travelers on the road recognized the living Christ, even risen from the dead. They recognized him when he dined with them, offered the blessing, which involved the literal breaking of bread. We recognize Jesus in the breaking of bread. Breaking bread is a metaphor for a religious ritual celebrated by Christians everywhere. What we usually call the Lord's Supper or communion or the Eucharist. But breaking bread can also be a term that simply refers to eating, especially eating with others. Breaking bread is something we do every day. several times a day. Matter of fact, right now there might be some tummies grumbling as they anticipate a time of breaking bread in a little while. But this story from Luke's Gospel reminds us that we can remember the way of Jesus, the example of Jesus, the call of Jesus. We can remember that as frequently as every time we break bread. In other words, every day of our lives, whenever we break bread, we can remember that Jesus is alive now. That Jesus is alive in us. That Jesus is relying on us to continue his mission of being merciful. To continue his mission of standing up for what is just. To continue his mission of protecting the powerless. Continuing his mission of accepting and respecting all persons. Striving to follow his example by loving God with all our what? Heart, soul, mind, strength. Mr. and Mrs. Cleopas thought that their Sunday evening meal would be like any other, except for the fact that they were hosting a new acquaintance they had met on the road. But in the breaking of bread, they recognized that Jesus, who died, was alive. That God had raised him to new life. And although the resurrection broke into human history at a specific time and place, long ago and far away, still the resurrection is not only the property of the past. The resurrection is God's future showing itself in our present. It belongs to all times, to all seasons. Jesus is not over. His story is not over. And whenever we break bread every single day of our lives, by everything that we say and do and are, we are called to remember Jesus and to follow his example and to serve others with his generosity and his grace. Thanks be to God. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.